what was the area around the Dachau prison camp like when you and your unit came?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because it was only outside of this little town by half a mile. And we stayed at, well, we went into town and commandeered homes. You know, either you let us stay here or we kick you out and we'll stay here. And so this private home that, and we didn't overflow the place. It was just one other guy and I that stayed at this one home. So we asked them, you know, do you know what goes on out there? And they said, what do you mean? It's just a camp. And we said, no, they're killing all the, in that case, I think it was the Polish people, that they captured civilians. They killed all of them that they could get a hold of, and but they were using gas as a means of killing them.
What was the reaction of the local Germans?
They said they didn't believe it.
Okay, and had you already been to Dachau and seen it?
Right, and we couldn't figure out, are they that good at lying? Because it's. Was obvious what the place was. I think they just must have been that good at lying, maybe even to themselves. But they were so startled when we told them what was going on that it wasn't really believable. I mean, a half mile away they're killing people. And not with guns, but quietly with the gas. Mm-hmm. And but if you're living a half mile away, oh, and then also there was a freight train there with open topped cars, and. They were full with the legs and arms hanging out of people. And you could see that from half a mile away, so I think they were just lying. But when we got there, there were, I don't know how many hundreds of dead people and civilians.